Hey, it's Mike from The Cut Music. Wanted to let you know that today's episode is being brought to you by Skillshare.com. Skillshare.com has thousands of courses, even masterclasses, on any topic that you can think of. And we're talking from professional to the creative. So if you got a passion, go check it out. Take one of their courses on film or audio production, music creation, painting, or jump over to the professional side and polish up your resume to make sure you impress on your next interview. And guess what? We got you covered. Head to the link in the description and be sure to enter promo code ANNUAL30AFF. Again, that is annual, the number 30, A as in alpha, F as in Frank. F as in Frank, and save yourself 30% on your annual subscription. Help support this channel. We really appreciate it. Now, let's get to the show. On this week's episode of The Cut.
All right, look, check it out. So if you're going to talk about Woof, you got to talk about Dr. Dre.
Yes.
Right? I mean, Beats by Dre. Beats by Dre all day on Dre Day.
Yes.
Mighty Morphin time. I don't know where you're going with this. So I don't know.
What the dog fuck are you talking about, Moose? Jesus Christ, man. Always in China.
Brad.
Oh, Mike, I hate... Oh, my God.
It's been a fucking day already, boys.
Hold on.
What?
Hold on.
What? What now?
Just, making sure... Oh, all right, yeah. I'm recording. I just... Moose, it's been one other time, and this is before Brad came along, that I delivered the intro and this melancholy shit, right?
Yeah.
So, I have this $1,000 piece of equipment, and this is the reason for that mood in this one. $1,000 piece of equipment, the Apollo Twin by Universal Audio, and a Mac update turned it into a paperweight.
Right, yeah, big update.
Yes, and all of a sudden it wouldn't work on my Mac, and I had to go get a fucking Scarlett.
We recently just talked about this on the Von Bolt episode. They were using a Scarlett. You were using a Scarlett.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the beginner podcast. It's what Brad fucking uses.
Yeah. And we're just complaining about the Scarlett. And I was like, you guys are... I loved my Scarlett. I don't have it anymore because it took a shit on me.
Yeah.
But I do... I am using a Universal Audio, but I mean...
Dick. Yeah, you get to use one. I don't get to fucking use one. I decided yesterday that I was going to spend like an hour. I'm going to figure this the fuck out. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to plug in my Apollo and see what happens. And that's exactly what happened. I plugged it in. I didn't have to do drivers. Nothing. Shit worked. Worked beautifully. Oh, God damn it.
We're back in business. Fuck a Scarlet. That's what I say.
Mm-hmm.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah. That was the video I sent you when I was so happy. Yeah.
You're like, we're back in business. I got the Apollo working. We're back in business. Fuck the Scarlett. And I was like, oh, damn, you're a nerd.
Yeah, I know. My foot tastes terrible.
Crawling back, baby. Oh, you're crawling back to the Scarlett.
Yeah. Hello, Scarlett, my old
She ain't pretty, but she puts out.
Well, whatever. Anyway, follow us as always on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at The Cut Music One, and for everything else, thecutmusic.com. So today we're doing road trip because we're coming up on Thanksgiving and a lot of people have to take a road trip for the holiday season, right? And there's that whole saying like over the hills and far away.
Or, yeah. Through the forest. Over the bridge. Yeah.
Yeah. And to, you know, grandma's house we go.
That's Zeppelin.
Fuck. Yeah, you're what is
Woods.
Woods, that's right. We're missing the wood for grandma's house. So we thought it'd be a good idea to put one of our playlists together for an episode on, you know, something to listen to while you're on that long drive. And as I said, we're calling this Road Trip.
Road trip?
Road trip?
Road
trip. Oh, yeah.
Road trip. Exactly. So I went on a road trip recently. So this is fitting. First off, a question. Have either of you ever been to Solvang?
I have. Yeah. I've got family out there.
I'm jealous, all right, because I love Solvang. I've been there a few times. I did some like improv shows back in the day and with the band and stuff, but I got to actually hang out there.
They had a wine crawl type of thing one weekend, and it was just like wine tasting.
Sounds about right. I mean, it is wine country.
Yeah, it was.
That's yeah. everywhere
it
here.
It was just like, hey, why not go to every store and taste every wine? You won't get drunk.
I mean, have you seen Sideways?
Absolutely will.
Sideways with Paul Giamatti.
You're doing it right.
Just dumping the bucket over your head. Yeah. Exactly. So anyway, CC and I, we went to go see Foreigner. Show got out kind of early and we're like, all right, let's go explore Solvang. We had lunch there earlier. It was great. And there's this bar there called The Good Place, right?
The show?
No, a bar. Yeah, it's called The Good Place, and it's like it's right in the middle of downtown. You go down these stairs and you walk in, and we spent the rest of the evening like sitting in these two comfy chairs with blankets in front of a fireplace drinking fucking mead.
That sounds amazing.
It certainly was amazing. And what made it even more amazing is they had this like Pandora station on, and this man, this burly man, yeah, with this gruff voice, just came over these speakers with an acoustic guitar. And I'm just like, I couldn't, it was too low for me to like Shazam it and figure out who it was. So I talked to a guy who was like, you know, bringing us the mead and stuff, and found out him and his wife owned the place. And I'm like, who the fuck is playing over your speakers right now? And he's like, that's the White Buffalo. And I'm like, the White Buffalo? And he's like, yeah, do yourself a favor.
Oh,
now you guys are going to know or have an idea. You've heard this man sing before. Okay. We'll talk about it afterwards. I'll tell you where you've heard his voice, but let's go to The Whistler by the White Buffalo. Oh, fucking yeah.
I absolutely loved that. That dude, I want to be like,
kills it.
I want to just like put on like Red Dead Redemption and just like roam the hillside and the mountains and the plains on my horse. And like, it's all right, girl. Like I just with that music playing in the background.
There's a girl.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You're all right, girl. Like it just.
There's a girl.
God damn it, Dutch.
I got a plan, Arthur.
That's good.
Man, I fucking miss that game. Love that game. Right? So, a little bit about this guy. He, surprisingly, like given his sort of older country sound and acoustic guitar and all that, he's actually from Southern California, but he did grow up on like ranches and farms from what I can read. He's actually on tour right now in Europe. But you guys have not heard of this guy, you think, right?
Yeah, no, I definitely have heard of the White Buffalo, and I don't remember why.
Well,
and I've never watched
Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah,
Fargo.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh my god! No. Sons of Anarchy. Like, if you can imagine this guy doing the riding through this world all alone. Yeah. Right.
Oh, there we go.
So he did every intro to every episode. He also had a few other songs that played throughout the series, but he was also on several episodes of Netflix, The Punisher.
I love that series.
Don't
The Punisher?
Dude, don't get me started. I just rewatched that with CeCe because he hadn't watched it, but he's got a few songs on that show too, but the one that like really comes to mind is, I think it's at the end of episode one where he starts making his costume. Like he gets like his vest and the white spray paint.
Yeah.
So this one of his songs, I don't remember which one is actually playing. And I think he's got one other song in like season one of The Punisher, but I fucking love this shit.
You know, he reminded me, and the first thought I had when he started playing and singing was the Peaky Blinders, and I was getting him like sounding a lot like Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Sure.
Like, that's what I was like, is this one of those? Like, it has that dark, eerie, olden style essence that I love this genre. I don't even know what this genre is called, but I love it.
I mean, it's sort of country, I would think.
I wouldn't say country, but it
I mean, he's got... He's got like a bit of a drawl to his voice and the gruffness and things like that. I wouldn't say
it definitely feels country to me. I thought Coulter Wall when I heard it.
Yeah, outlaw country.
Outlaws.
It's definitely outlaw.
Yeah, it's not fucking Rascal Flatts and shit, right? I don't listen to that at all, but I do love this. And he's got like the Johnny Cash factor, where you want to hear him tell you a story, and he's got like the almost like Corey Taylor gruff shit going on. I mean, the guy's like, I think he's in Europe right now on tour.
You know, and I was thinking about that too, because we're doing a whole episode on Road Trip, and I don't know if they do road trips in Europe, because like America is so vast. Like, we're just
I don't know.
I feel like drive to the next country,
and you can, but there's no it's not like you're going for miles and miles with nothingness in between. Like, Europe is so dense. And I mean, maybe it's just my, you know, my silly American point of view.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's, I've been on trains in Europe that have gone through countryside, but it's all like either farm or wine or, you know, it's inhabited some way or another. But in America, there's like, especially on the west side of America, like if you go through Nevada or like west part of California, Arizona,
hours and hours of nothing.
It's nothing. You can go miles.
Yeah, dude. Elko, Nevada. There ain't...
I don't know. North Nevada was the worst thing I've ever driven through
for days.
Dude, I swear to God, like Elko, Nevada, there's
by Winnemucca and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, up towards that area, like you have nothing from Salt Lake to Vegas.
Fill your gas tank, your petrol.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all you could do there. But I mean, you bring up a good point. Yeah. You know, we talked about like the train trips over there, but I mean, what do you have? You have like Scotland, like north of England, and
oh, you better pull out a map.
No, that's like north, and then like east of that is Ireland. But I mean, the point is you can take like California and cover like fucking Scotland to Portugal.
Yeah, it's, right? it's a dumb amount of
countries, like
easily.
Yeah, and it's kind of like that, like the further east in the United States that you go. I mean, look at like the East Coast, and like there's like 13 different states right there, and that's kind of how the countries, or at least to memory, how they're laid out in like Western Europe. But I'm pretty sure you're
so.
Yeah, I figured you were doing this.
God, yeah. Dude, I'm gonna. I just went to Maps.
Mm-hmm.
Google, thank you, Google.
I knew it.
United Kingdom, the UK, is east of Ireland. Ireland's a giant island. West of the United Kingdom, there's the Isle of Man in between the two.
Ooh, the Isle of
Scotland
Man
is attached to the United Kingdom north of looks like we have Glasgow, Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
And then
that's where Brown Bear's at.
Yeah, and then just a bunch of, I mean, it says emptiness, like it's just, there's just nothing here. So maybe it doesn't say emptiness, but there's like small towns, just like Wishaw, and then, I don't know.
It's implied.
10 miles is 2 inches, so.
An average distance.
Wow, 20 miles, and it's Muffet, and then and then Gretna Green.
That's what she said.
I don't know, I don't know anything about this place.
Muffet in 2 inches.
Yeah,
it's just,
yeah, I need them to come back on the show and educate us just on the map of the United Kingdom.
Yeah, I agree. We need to get Rich or Ricky back, like, on here.
You know what I mean? Like having Ricky or Rich come on the show and just be like, hey, you know all the bands that I talk about and where they're from? Here's a map. Here you go.
All right, you wee fucks. Welcome to geography.
That was pretty good. That was good.
Yeah, that's... It's my best fucking Ricky impression. But anyway, let's get back to it, Moose. Where are we going next?
Hey, you know what? Fair enough. I'm going to go with the first, like, so I have, to preface, I have playlists that I always gravitate to anytime we're going on a trip. if the trip is longer than, I don't know, an hour drive, I'm hitting one playlist and then another playlist and then a third playlist, depending on how far we're going. And I've driven a lot of hours on a lot of roads. The first playlist I hit up, especially being from the Pacific Northwest, heading anywhere else, is going to be like this culmination of indie artists, very acoustic, very kind of dreary, sort of just melancholic and celestial. That's not the song. We're going to go with Obstacles by Sid Matters. And this song came off, I discovered it off of a video game that I'll tell you more about after we listen. Feel like this song definitely gives the vibes of like you have the windows down and you have your hand out the or your arm out the window and you're just doing that wave thing. You know what I'm talking about? Like your hand is like you're going against the currents and your hand is being forced up and down by the pressure of the wind resistance.
I see that, but I mean, having also lived outside of Seattle, so like the Pacific Northwest, I mean, it was very much that.
Oh, yeah. Melancholy for me.
Yes, exactly. Melancholy, which, I mean, they can, you know, vibe to this over in England as well. Similar weather, right?
So, like I said, I discovered this song, and it's a great soundtrack off of Life is Strange, which is a Square Enix game that came out in 2015.
I love that game.
Fantastic game. And that, the game actually takes place
Play the shit out of that.
In, like, the Northwest, in not Seattle, but like south of Seattle, north of Oregon, like the Washington coast is where this game takes place.
Right, like by
and so like
Forks.
Yeah,
no, Forks is north, isn't it? Northern. That's
it
northern
say,
Washington.
It just says the Arcadia Bay, which is like right at the border, if I'm not mistaken, of Oregon and Washington, but where the
like Astoria or whatever.
Yeah, like Astoria, the Acadia Bay is kind of in that area where the Columbia River comes through.
This geography.
It says the Arcadia Bay. I guess it's settled on Oregon. It takes place in Oregon and Washington, so that kind of like that bridge between that gap there. Anyway,
Can we get back to the music? So this is what you listen to.
This is just a chill. Like this is like 30 minutes into your road trip and you're just kind of like everyone's kind of settled down. They're comfortable. They got their, you know, the kids in the back got their video games, you know, mom's on this in the passenger seat reading her book or whomever. You know, I'm not here to judge. I'm just saying in my own personal experience, you know, my wife is sitting in the passenger seat reading the book, kids are in the back playing their video games, and I'm driving, and this song is played at a decent volume so that everyone just shuts the fuck up.
I mean, where I come from, the mother-in-law goes on the roof.
Not my mother-in-law. She's not there.
Oh, well. Okay.
I'm talking about, like, moms, as in, like, my kid's mom, my wife.
My wife.
My wife.
I was waiting for it.
You weren't expecting that, were you?
I was expecting Brad because he's the one that's going to get us canceled.
Oh, is that going to get us canceled? We'll be fine.
It's going to happen one of these days. I just expect it to be Brad, right?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Let's get canceled, Brad.
Let's get canceled, Brad.
You know, I'll do my best.
Attaboy.
We know you will.
So I'm carcoleptic. I do most of the driving, but I fall asleep.
I'm sorry.
At the wheel far too often. Carcoleptic.
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 As soon as I get into my car, I'm an eepy boy who wants to honk shoe. Honk shoe.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I hate driving and it makes me sleepy.
No. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Eepy boy who honk shoe honk shoe.
He's saying eepy 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 eepy.
Oh
yeah, or honk shoe honk shoe.
I figured it out, but he like just said it casually. I'm an eepy boy who honk shoe honk shoe.
Jesus fucking Christ, Brad.
I've never heard it either. But
no,
I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I was like, is it a different language? What the fuck? The hell is
the
he
language
talking
of
about?
The gods?
Oh,
hey,
of course.
534 days straight on Duolingo.
Oh, for
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But I get sleepy, so I have to keep a high energy and the vibes going right. Mm-hmm. Something that I can sing along to, something that I can just get pumped to.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I start every car trip with this song. It's Buzz Cut from Brockhampton featuring Danny Brown. I think it's not even their best album, but this song gets me hyped. It gets me ready to go. Gives me a good 30 minutes before I get eepy. And now I'm pumped for the rest of the episode. No longer an EP boy.
Dude, that shit slapped.
Ah, that was good.
Yeah, it goes hard, especially in your car. You turn up the volume to about 22. Dude,
okay, so like
I need a subwoofer in my car, and that'll absolutely vibrate my ass off.
We all need
a woof.
We all need a subwoofer.
Hell yeah.
Especially my little Prius. But in my Rogue, it comes with the Bose speaker, so it has a really good sound system. Yeah.
Yes.
I am going to listen to this song tomorrow in my car.
That and Stargazing would just absolutely blast with a
that
subwoofer.
That song kicked ass, dude.
Stargazing, that made me an EP boy.
No, that'll make me real EP.
I remember being like totally out of it after you played that shit.
I remember that. Yeah. No, but this is what, early 2000s, like indie hip hop?
Is it?
That was 2021.
This is recent.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, no, this is pretty recent.
It took me back to like 2000.
It's got that vibe, though. It's got that vibe.
Absolutely. I thought that was like 2001, 2002.
The punch you in the mouth bass.
Yeah, it was a good vibe.
It's very.
And like the break at like the 2 minute mark where it kind of like cut out and there was like you just hear this like nice little bass guitar. Like whatever he did. Dude, that was sick. I love the dynamics in this a lot.
Yeah, it was reminded me of like the Wu-Tang boom bap. And the drums. Love that
dude,
shit.
I honestly thought this was like early 2000s. Like it reminded me a little bit of like Nujabes in a weird way without the jazz.
Yeah.
Like it was indie hip hop for me in 2000.
Yeah. We need more woof in our lives. Yeah. Right?
We need to woof. All every car woof. Should come standard with a woof.
God damn it. I need more
demand
woof.
Better,
get
people.
A woof bot.
Get out and vote.
Get yourself.
Get out and vote.
We're all about
listen,
the issues.
If I were president, I'd make sure that
everyone gets a goddamn subwoofer.
Fucking.
Get out and vote.
Yeah, and vote for Moosh. Moosh for president. He'll give everybody a woof.
He's got my vote.
All right, look, check it out. So if you're gonna talk about woof, you gotta talk about Dr. Dre.
Yes.
Right? I mean, Beats by Dre. Beats by Dre all day on Dre Day.
Yes.
Mighty Morphin time. I don't know where you're going with this,
so
I don't know.
What the dog fuck are you talking about, Moosh? Jesus Christ, man. Always in China. No, I'm talking about a song that from the first few notes of the melody, and then that bass kicks in with that woof, and you just got to be like, ah, shit. I'm talking about Still Dre. Here we go. All right. So, one of the most iconic, just banging fucking hip hop beats of all time. And what I love about this beat is the simplicity of it. The fact that there's only like five instruments playing at any given time and they all do the same thing. So the drums are like boom, bop-a-dum, boom. Same beat the entire time. Then you have the bass, which is going boom, boom. Same thing. The da-na-na-na-na in the chorus, but the fucking keys, right? Mm-hmm. The fucking keys, which I think are, I think it's D sharp. And A sharp, and then it drops down to C sharp and A sharp. Does that sound? Yeah, so that sounds about right. But the fact that it's just a testament to how confident Dre is as a producer that so Moosh is testing my ear. How confident Dre is as a producer that he can have only five instruments, have no change, no bridge, and just play the same shit over and over again. Mm. And
no one's getting bored.
Exactly. And like that is why this is one of the greatest like musical accomplishments, especially in hip hop.
I mean,
ever.
Dre's a genius.
Yep.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. It's absolutely iconic. But I mean, like, going back to like the origins of hip hop, it was like, hey, let's take a sample and then just like spit rhymes over it the entire time. And that's kind of what hip hop originated as. Am I not right? Am I wrong?
No. Yeah. No, I mean, yes, everything did start off with samples, kind of as you were saying. But as we get into like the Death Row or, you know, NWA Ruthless Records era and stuff like that, like, it wasn't just samples after that. Like, these guys were using synths and things like that to make up their own melodies and all of that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I can't expect you to learn this shit while you're in China.
Ah.
Anyway, it's just essential, especially when you're driving around. It's essential road trip
material. That almost made it on my list. Ah. And I was all like, I don't know. I think he's going to pick something from the Chronic.
Hell yes, I was.
Or something. I figured you were going to do a Dre song because it's like it's driving.
Yeah. No, when we were
cruising
music, exactly. And actually, my wife just got me got Chronic on vinyl.
I mean, I can't relate. I don't. I don't listen to a lot of hip-hop.
Something to vinyl.
You
can't relate
time.
To.
I listen to some, but it's never like not driving music. Yeah. It's definitely I'm listening to it with a purpose. As far as driving like L.A. or driving into California, especially from out of state, like if I'm coming from Nevada or through Nevada or, you know, by way of Arizona, Colorado, Oregon, wherever I'm coming from, if I'm going to like my destination is to California.
Yeah.
I'm listening to one song as soon as I cross that border. And it's always the same cheesy fucking song that's been
California Love.
Yeah, no. You would think.
I wouldn't.
No, California is the song by Phantom Planet. And I have a whole California playlist of like Beach Boys and, you know, Mamas and the Papas and all kinds of like California themed songs when I'm driving like into like it's always like that first half hour to an hour of entering California. Or, hey, we're on the 101. California's right up ahead. We're almost there. Let's put on that playlist. You know, it's kind of a hype to help the energy.
Yeah. It's
driving. Because driving.
You need that, especially traveling south from north into California. Because
that's a trek.
Yes. Oh, my God.
A lot of fucking trees.
So
there's
many
a lot
fucking
of trees.
Big ass trees.
Big fucking trees.
Yeah. So this is California by Phantom Planet, and you may recognize it from The OC, if you ever watched that back in the early 2000s.
Not a chance.
Dude, come on now. And Mike, I know you're probably going to have something to say about it because of his voice, or because it kind of bridges that gap of like emo alternative.
Yeah.
I felt it. I felt it just as soon as we started playing, and you're like, oh, fuck's sake. You OC cucks. Like, I knew you had some.
Old cucks.
Yeah. So this, I mean, Phantom Planet is a band from the mid-90s, and they kind of went through the 2000s. Jason Schwartzman.
Jason.
You know who that is?
Jason. Yes. Yeah. He's been in a ton of shit.
Everybody.
Fargo, actually.
Jason Schwartzman, fantastic actor. He's been in a bunch of Wes Anderson films. He played drums for them all the way up until 2003. So in this song, I believe that's Jason Schwartzman on the drums. And then Jason Schwartzman went on and did a bunch of his own like indie stuff. I have a bunch of stuff on Spotify.
Yeah. And I mean, I do know him from the Wes Anderson movies and stuff like that. But I'll tell you what. I didn't hate this song, but the only reason I knew it from the first few notes is because long time ago, I worked for a corporation, and I won't mention who, but I hired a lot of people. I was a hiring manager for them, and I had to, every time I hired somebody, I had to play them a fucking video.
Oh, okay.
All right. And
sure.
In that, right, we all do welcome videos. They're terrible. But in this particular welcome video, this company, it's started in California, moved to Chicago for a bit, and then like moved back. So they had this song, you know, back to where we started from, right?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, exactly.
But they also had that fucking song Taking Care of Business. And I fucking, oh my God.
Makes me want Applebee's.
Taking Care of Business?
Yes, dude. I fucking despise.
Is that Loverboy?
No, that's not fucking Loverboy.
Taking Care of Business.
That's a song.
It's all right.
That's a song. Stop it. Business.
Is that Loverboy?
Is that Loverboy?
No, it's not fucking Loverboy.
I don't think so.
Right?
I hope not.
It better not be.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Fucking
okay. Bachman Turner Overdrive. I was about to say, okay. I was all like,
yeah, that's my bad.
Fucking guy. Still in fucking China over there.
I'm sorry, Loverboy. I love Loverboy.
You're a terrible, terrible fan, Moosh. God damn
it. I can just sense that when I said, is that Loverboy, my mom threw something.
Your mom should throw something.
She was like, are you kidding? My son thinks that that's Loverboy. And she threw her phone or a shoe, a chancla, right through the window.
A painting that you made her?
Yeah. Love you, Mom. Rip.
Yeah. She threw something.
Be careful. You're precious to us.
Yes. Love you, Mama Moosh. Maybe she's going to adopt Brad now and give up Moosh.
Yeah.
Anyway, it wasn't a bad track. Like, I'll tell you one thing I do like. I am kind of a sucker in music for lead instruments playing the melody of the vocal.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, I do love that.
Yeah. I wish that Phantom Planet had more, like...
I don't know if I go that far.
I wish they had more good music. Like, I listen to a lot of Phantom Planet, and, like, California's a great song, but a lot of their other tracks are just lacking. Jason Schwartzman went on to do Coconut Records, which I love. I love everything that Coconut Records put out. That's just Jason Schwartzman's, like, solo stuff. And that's all really good indie, like early 2000s indie rock alternative. I love all that.
Yeah, I had no idea he even played an instrument.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, no,
I just know
really
him as the bad
well
guy
first.
From
like
Scott
he's...
Pilgrim. And Wes Anderson films.
Definitely Wes Anderson
films. Yeah.
He's in like every Wes Anderson film. And yeah. Don't get me wrong, I love me some Wes Anderson.
Yeah. What was that movie? It's Wes Anderson, it's on Netflix, it's got Benedict Cumberbatch, and it's like under an hour.
Under an hour.
Yeah, like it just recently came out. Like within the last few months. It's got Benedict Cumberbatch, but fuck it. I can't think of the name, but what I love about Wes Anderson is like there's a pace and a tempo and even like an accent to his movies.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
That's what I love about Wes Anderson is like he's got a brand.
Oh, that wonderful story of Henry Sugar and the Six More.
Yes, I think.
That's the one.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
All right, yeah. That's got to be it. That doesn't sound
And familiar. Dave Patel. I haven't seen that one, Ralph.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dave. Ray Fiennes.
Rafe Fiennes?
No.
Get the fuck out. Why do you have an L in your name?
Get the fuck.
There's no fuck.
It's Ray Fiennes, Moosh. Jesus.
I know who he is. He played Voldemort, but like.
Yes.
He
when
shall
you read it,
not be
Ralph
named.
Fiennes is how you would read that.
No.
That's Rafe. That's Ralph.
For fuck's sake, Moosh. I think he knows how to pronounce his name.
Where did you?
Dude. It's Ray Fiennes. How do you not know this shit? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ray Fiennes.
The
Ray.
The boy who lived.
Yeah, Voldemort's cool to know him by, but you should know him from Schindler's List as well with Sir Ben Kingsley and Liam Neeson. I actually met Ben Kingsley.
Dude, Ben Kingsley, bro.
Yeah, I met the guy. Nice dude.
Did you really?
Yeah, a long time ago. Awesome. It was at the Santa Barbara Film Festival. Ooh.
Oh, my dear. My apologies.
And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis?
Okay. Well,
what?
Now that you guys have shut the hell up. Well, I wanted to talk about California as well, but you guys wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Bradley, when did you get here?
It was like, geez, how many facts do you guys have?
My deepest apologies.
I was just going to talk about, I just think about Rachel Bilson every time I hear that song. That's it.
Who?
Who?
Rachel Bilson.
Nope. Wait, is she from The Notebook? She's from The Notebook.
No, that's the hot brunette chick from The OC.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. Whoops.
Jeez. Didn't she go, idiots.
Sorry. Didn't she go on to do another, like, she did another series on Netflix that was not great.
I don't think.
I refuse to believe that.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever heard of her.
She's talented.
Fucking Moosh.
Probably the most talented actress of our generation.
Oh, for fuck's sake. What kind of talent are we talking about here?
Okay, when you mean talent, do you mean
exactly.
Talent? Just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Talented in every way.
Talented.
We know what kind of talent he's talking about. Right. Yeah, exactly.
My wife just finished rewatching this show, and every time I'd come downstairs, I'd go, ooh, Rachel Bilson.
his talent meter is only about
huge
skin deep,
talent.
If you get what I'm saying.
No, about as deep as a puddle.
Just a couple of giant
talents. It's all very surface level.
Right there.
Yeah, no, you're a shallow, shallow man, Bradley.
You know, speaking of Rachel Bilson.
Who is she again?
Let's go ahead and go with my next song, which is I Would Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That by Meatloaf out of Bat Out of Hell 2. Oh, I got some goosebumps.
Dude. Yep.
Love that song.
I had a realization right there towards the end. When,
how awesome Meatloaf is.
Welcome Meatloaf to the club. Meatloaf is always awesome. He's always been awesome.
Not a fan of Meatloaf.
I mean, meal Meatloaf is disgusting, but Meatloaf the singer is fantastic.
Yes.
Can we talk about fucking Mrs. Loud, or AKA'd as Lorraine Crosby, who sounded, or I should say that Miley Cyrus sounds like her in that song?
Yeah, a little bit.
Like, I was like,
she
is
would
that
kill a
Miley
cover
Cyrus? Because this is long before Miley Cyrus, I believe, was even born.
Oh, yeah, probably.
1993?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lorraine Crosby, known as Mrs. Loud, and she performed as the duet, like the female voice in that song. And, like, I heard that and I was like,
yeah,
I think Miley had some inspiration from this lady.
No, you're probably right.
For
I have a question, though.
Yeah.
What would he not do for love? Is it cunnilingus? It's got to be.
No, that's.
Nah, it's got to be about cunnilingus.
No, I probably.
Yeah, pegging.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
No.
Well, no, I certainly wouldn't do that for.
I was thinking.
Her own, I think.
What would I not do?
Pegging.
And it would probably be listening to an Aerosmith album. I was
he would get pegged by you, woman.
I would.
Before going into this song, yeah, I would definitely get pegged over going to listen to Aerosmith.
No.
It's absolutely dry.
Oh, for fuck's
sake.
Jesus.
Get the bad dragon out. It sounds like a better time.
God. How much do you hate Aerosmith?
Pretty much.
Dude, I hate Aerosmith, but I would at least listen to Dream On or something before I let it take out the...
Yeah. Well, because originally...
That's just too much, Brad.
I was going to dedicate this song to Carlack.
Oh, okay.
What?
Okay.
And I was like, I thought the only thing I wouldn't do was fight a big spider, but I would.
Oh, fuck no.
I'd fight a giant spider.
Mm-mm. No, okay, so Mike
Aerosmith.
Hasn't played Baldur's Gate 3. Brad, you
he's
and I
missing
are
missing out on Mommy Carlack.
No, I'm never going
dude.
To.
Dude, okay, so I was...
So there's spiders in the game.
There's several.
There's several.
That, dude. Nope.
Yeah. No. So Carlack.
They're way worse than the Skyrim ones, too.
No.
They drool.
Dude, you had a panic attack over the Minecraft spiders. This is
all right.
You
yeah.
Man.
You know what? I should probably.
They phase spiders. They teleport.
I don't need any further description, but I should tell Moose. I should tell the story.
Okay.
All right. So many, many years
this
ago.
A long time ago. This was like 2011.
Yeah. And I didn't know about, don't dig straight down or straight up.
A elevator.
Yeah. Or you get the elevator in Minecraft. And that's just, it's never a good thing. And I hadn't been playing too long, so I dug straight down and landed on a fucking spawner of spiders. And it was in a space. It was
the classic What the fuck?
Probably in a much higher pitch than most people hear me in, because I screamed. And like the biggest issue with this whole thing was that the spawner, it wasn't like an open cavern, right? It was like a 4x4 space. So like I fell straight into this thing, couldn't jump out, and there was nowhere to go. And what was worse was the spawner put up just enough light to see all the legs of these 8-bit motherfuckers. That I just, oh my God. I'm getting, is anybody else cold? Because that's how I get.
Yeah. With lesson learned.
Yeah. Yeah. Never dig straight up.
Well,
or
thankfully, the phase spiders is totally an optional fight.
It is. Yeah.
I don't care.
You don't actually have to fight any spiders.
But they are horrifying.
Don't care. Not doing it. I'm good.
Anyway, so going back to Baldur's Gate 3.
Why?
Karlach, he would do anything for love. Mentioning Karlach. Karlach is a character that you can, a companion that you can have join your team. She is a tiefling, all red with big horns, and she's
got to be at least 7 foot.
She's probably 7 foot, 7 feet tall. She's a bad bitch.
She sounds like fucking Wayne Static.
But she's a
she giving me piggybacks everywhere.
Dude, she is a cuddly bear. She is so sweet, and her heart is so big. But
oh my God,
you piss her off, and she just kills shit, dude. She just walks through and just slices with her giant axe. It's badass.
Muscle mommy
for sure. Like she's one of those like tall girls. You're just like up, like you put your hands up in the air and just say uppies
and eepies.
The kind of woman you bring to a concert and you know you're getting the best seat in town.
On top of the shoulders.
Yeah.
Tall. If someone cuts you off on the way there, no, they didn't.
Yeah, not anymore. They will never do that again. I have to say though, because of my dark emo heart, that Shadowheart is my favorite romance in the game.
Boring.
Oh my God, her character arc is legendary. I love it. Dark and light again. Oh,
what the fuck?
Anyway. Enough about Baldur's Gate and
I could go for hours.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Nope.
Game of the year.
Absolutely.
I'll have to take your guys' word for it, because I had little interest, and after the mention of fucking devil spiders.
Be better.
No. Not better, and therefore no fucking chance. I want nothing to
Just Mike, we have to get together and play Skyrim, because you love Skyrim, right?
Yes, I love Skyrim. I put fucking 100, 200 hours in that
Dude,
fucking game.
Skyrim VR is going to
barely see them.
Shit up.
Yeah.
Skyrim VR? Dude, he's going to be tripping over his couch.
No, fuck that. I'd take him out with the bow.
Well,
and
now
arrow.
If you get it on PC, they have mods, the arachnophobia mods, where they just take all spiders out of games.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
They replace them with other enemies.
That sounds better.
You mean like more spiders?
Well, I mean, you probably could, but yeah, they have the arachnophobia mods. It's on almost every game with spiders. Someone goes in and makes a new patch.
Dude, we need that. You, like Brad said earlier, man, get out and vote. God damn it.
Get out there and vote.
Jesus Christ. No more fucking spiders. Make these fucking games playable again. I swear, dude, like I avoid shit. Like fighting a fucking spider up close. I ain't doing that shit. Fuck that.
He won't do that.
Mike would do anything for love.
No.
Like killing a spider, he won't do that.
There's no
He'll run away.
Yes, no. And I won't just not do that. I will run away screaming at the top of my lungs. I don't care what your issue is or how solvable it seems. You're dead. I'm going to save my fucking self. To hell with the rest of you.
Your wife doesn't carry a thing of pepper spray on her keychain. It's Raid.
No, yes, we have that fucking policy, dude. If there's an intruder in our house and it's got more than four limbs, it is her problem. She has to deal with that shit. And we have had this policy in place for a long, long fucking time. But the way I see it, you know, I got to deal with bears. Bears only have four limbs. That's in my category of responsibility. God damn it.
And I'm not going to enjoy it, but I'll do it. I'd rather fight a bear than a fucking spider.
Four too many legs.
Yes, four too many legs. And if there's more than four fucking legs, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to surrender.
Oh, I see. Ooh, well done.
Yeah.
Well done, Mikey.
Yes. All right. So my next pick. I love this fucking track, dude. I love it. It is fucking Surrender by Cheap Trick. This song is perfect for fucking road trips.
I love this song.
Right? And like, there's a movie that made me pick this song. There's a scene from a particular movie. I'll talk about it afterwards. But for right now, this is Surrender by Cheap Trick.
I love that song. And this is also one classic. Of those like playlists that I have of just like 70s, 80s, like pop rock, like just good feeling music that you listen to.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I like I said, chose this from a movie scene where in the movie they take a road trip to go to a concert. Have either of you seen Detroit Rock City?
Kiss?
Yeah. Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the movie.
No, but I love the album.
Like 20 years ago, I did.
Okay. So it's a great movie. It stars, it's from like the late 90s, I think, early 2000s, maybe. And it stars Edward Furlong from like from Terminator 2.
Yeah.
And the whole movie is about him and his friends getting tickets to go see a Kiss concert.
Right.
Yeah. So basically, to give you an idea, maybe jog your memory a little bit, like a famous scene from that movie that was in the trailer was they're on the road and they end up having to get pulled over. And one of them's like, oh, hold on, man. I've seen horror movies that start off like this. And the guy in the passenger seat is like, yeah, but I've seen porno movies that start off like this, too.
You know, they reference this song in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Really?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite movies. I love those like 80s teen like what's his name?
Breakfast Club.
Oh god, John Hughes movies.
Yeah, John Hughes.
Yeah. Fast Times at Ridgemont High, they reference this song. I forget. Oh, god, I can't remember the scene exactly, but he's like, "Man, whatever happened to, you know, your daddy's all right, your mommy's all right. Like, what happened to that?" Like, he kind of references it in a
was that,
in a way.
Spicoli?
Yeah, this is a great song.
Spicoli?
No, it was not Sean Penn. He was more stony. The other guy was the beatnik kind of character. I can't remember. Dude, I haven't seen it for years. But I love that movie. I need to watch it again.
Yeah. I wonder, was that Donald Sutherland, maybe? I don't know. But yeah, I love this track because it's very like happy, but at the same time, like it sounds like back in the day, like the Huoc trials.
It's our parents' generation under the GI generation.
Yeah,
of the
60s. Yes. Yeah. And that's what I saw when I looked it up. But at the same time, like if I'm just judging on the lyrics, it kind of sounds like the 1950s with the Huoc trials. The House of Un-American Activities Committee. Right, where like everybody was a communist. And so it's like, you know, mommy's all right, daddy's all right. They just seem a little weird. So
I see what they did there.
Well, I don't know if they did it or not, but and then you have like the singer like rebelling against that, like I got my Kiss records out, being one of the lyrics.
Absolutely. It's a good one.
Like I said,
it's
I
an
have
absolute
a playlist
classic
that I just listen to like usually halfway through my road trip. I'm like, let's listen to 70s and 80s rock.
Yeah, that way the mother-in-law on the roof can hear some old tunes.
Hey, Mom! This is your music, right? Hey!
Shouting old people noises from the rooftop.
Yeah. Am I up next?
Yeah, that's
oh,
you.
Oh, shit. Okay, I don't have a segue.
You are.
I do have a story, though.
Uh-huh.
Mike.
Yep.
A while back, I don't remember what episode it was. It was several months ago. We had talked about how you don't like onions.
Oh, yeah. I think that was the acoustic episode, maybe.
Possibly.
I'm going way, way back in my memory files. I want to say we were talking about Coldplay. I'll look it up. Anyway, what?
Right. Yeah, because the Shins have a song called Know Your Onion off of Inverted World. I decided to choose that song because I always, and I mean always, if I'm driving more than an hour anywhere, I'm going to listen to the Shins at one point or another throughout my road trip. It's going to come on, whether it be just part of the indie playlist or just like, hey, you know what? I just want to listen to some Shins. I love the Shins. I love everything off their discography. And I chose Know Your Onion because we had listened to it or talked about it in the past.
Yeah.
So this is some context for that comment I made months ago. This is Know Your Onion by the Shins. I fucking love the Shins, man. Dude, definitely one of my top five bands of all time. Like, the way he just writes lyrics and the way he sings them. Like, just James Mercer is a legend in songwriting.
Okay.
I love it.
I don't think anybody should question whether or not you know your onion.
I do know my onion, yes.
We know you do. And that's what we appreciate about you.
Ha. And
what?
So I've played James Mercer for sure on the show before. I know I probably played Shins before, but I definitely played Broken Bells, which is what he did with not Dead Mouse. We talked about that. And we got confused, but
yeah.
oh God, what's his name? Danger Mouse. Ah, thank you.
Yeah,
Danger Mouse.
I don't even remember.
I the Shins. I like the Shins. So I kind of always put them in that same area. There's an era of pop, or not pop, but rock, where it's like Franz Ferdinand and there was a couple of bands there in that area, and the Shins always stood out as like one of the more impressive ones.
Just early 2000s kind of indie.
Yeah, like high energy rock.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put him in my top five, but I definitely put him in like number one of all those bands.
And I've mentioned this before, but the first time I listened to the Shins was through the movie Garden State.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait, so this was from the movie Garden State, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Then it was, you know, this is all the way back on episode 2, Acoustics. And I remember because you played a Coldplay song, Panic.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah. Mystery solved.
There it is. Yeah, no. So, like, I mean, Garden State being one of my favorite movies introduced me to the Shins, because in that movie, I don't know if I told this before already, but Natalie Portman introduces the Shins to the main character.
Natalie Portman.
Yeah, oh, for fuck's sake, you two.
Yeah, fucking... you know.
Brad started it.
Move out of the way, Rachel Bilson.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll listen to Aerosmith, maybe.
Damn.
A song.
He would do anything for
a
love.
Song, not a whole album.
Oh my God, how the tables have turned so quickly.
Yeah. I don't like myself that much.
Well,
they like kill me now.
Somehow that's not surprising at all.
Anyway, The Shins is always a song that I play whilst on a road trip. It's a band. I'm sorry,
I get that too.
I can see it. I guess.
It's fun.
And it's consistent. Like, a lot of Shin's music has that sound. Like, there's a sound to, like, Know Your Onion. That sound is going to be heard a lot. Not necessarily the energy, but however their producer or engineer mixes their albums, it sounds very consistent throughout all of their albums. So you know it's the Shins. As soon as you hear the first note, you're like, oh, this is the Shins. So that's kind of cool. Not a lot of bands can say that.
You know, staring at you right now, Moosh, I have a bit of an issue. Okay. So did you listen to the episode Brad and I did on nu metal?
I did, yes.
Okay. Well, I'm sitting here and...
Did you hate it?
Uh-huh.
Because of course you did. I assumed you probably hated it, and that's why...
Yes.
Did him calling you an angry who have to do with you having no facial hair?
Why'd you have to bring that up?
Because it's bothering me. That's why.
Okay.
Can we discuss?
Like, I almost feel like it's my fault. That's why I feel.
I feel like it is too.
Okay. No, I mean, I see where you draw that line. here's the story.
Because I wasn't dissing the stash. I was just saying you would hate this so much that you would have curled it 3 times.
Right.
Like the mayor of Whoville.
Fucking who?
Yeah. No, I remember. I recall.
I hope you do.
So whilst that episode was happening, I had the COVIDs.
Boof.
And
thumbs up.
Yeah, it sucked. I lost my voice for a while. I couldn't breathe for a while. I took a week off work. Like, it was a shit time. And this was, a couple weeks ago now?
I remember talking to you, and you just sounded like you aged 100 years.
What are they selling? Chocolates? I remember when they first invented chocolate. I always hated it. It's a SpongeBob reference.
Okay.
No, that's exactly what I sounded like. I had no voice. I felt miserable. And when you feel like shit, you're not going to get up in the morning and shave. Because who the fuck wants to wake up in the morning and shave?
No, because like your skin's all sensitive. And then you want to like run a cold razor over. That makes me.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, I want to float in space and be naked. I don't want nothing.
Thank you. Yeah, I want to be wrapped in a really warm blanket and then float in space. Like, I want to be, like, snugged. Anyway,
snugged.
Because of this, I just let my beard grow. So instead of shaving anything, I kept my mustache, but my beard started to grow in. And it only took 5 days before it was like, oh, shit, Mountain Man, where are you from? Are you just coming to town? And it was, like, it was obnoxiously long and big and furry and I hated it.
Jesus Christ. You're like Yukon Cornelius. Like, hair's as thick as peanut butter.
The day that I shaved. So I shaved the beard and I kept the mustache. And I was like, oh, well, I'm going to work tomorrow. And because I'm sick, they want me to wear a mask.
Ew.
Just for appearances.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to wear a mask for fucking 8 hours in a day, and with mustache that I can't wax or, you know, take care of, it's just going to go into my mouth. And I'm not going to sit here and try and, oh, hey, welcome to the store. I've got mustache for my mask with a, no, fuck that. So I just shaved everything off. I just was like, I'm going to go clean shaven. I'm going to wear a mask. No one's going to know. No one's going to know. How are they going to know?
How would they know? Well, all right, look, that makes sense, but we need to get the mustache back because you're not quite the moosh.
With a full curl.
Exactly. Okay. Now, what did you actually think about the episode?
I mean,
hated the music.
Obviously.
The episode was fine. Okay, so Incubus, the song you chose, I could consider, like, pardon me, I can consider part of nu metal. They do have some nu metal-esque themes, considering you had, like, They had a DJ. I mean, I don't consider nu metal.
It's weird.
With a D, I mean,
it felt weird. It felt weird putting it on there.
Grace, which I guess is nu metal.
Everybody would argue if you told them they weren't.
Okay, fair enough. Sex tape. I loved sex tape. Deftones.
All right, actually, and this reminds me, we cannot do the same Force Fed album as we were planning. So you need to take the Deftones album with that song on it.
I'll
take the Mac Miller.
No, Mac Miller's a good choice.
Divine Feminine.
Yeah.
Well, but you hated Circles, so I'm all like, if you're not gonna like Divine Feminine,
well, it doesn't matter. It's a Force Fed. I will do it, but like we can't have Moosh and I choosing songs from the same album. This album's got what, like 10 songs on it, like. And it's good to add variety to the playlist of the episode. So I'll take that.
God, I feel bad because this is several times we've forced that on him.
What, Deftones?
Oh, we're going to keep forcing.
We're like, we're going to hold you down and waterboard you until you like Deftones.
The tones of Deftones. I hear you. Yeah. No, Sex Tape is amazing. That was a great song. I have listened to the album Diamond Eyes by the Deftones, and my review is coming up. Oh. So we'll discuss that later when we talk about it. Absolutely.
Okay, and I guess I'll get on Mac Miller and whatever the hell that album is called.
Well, no, it's going to be Divine Feminine. Okay. Even if you hate it, you hate it. Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. Yeah. It's part of the show. Yeah. But getting back to the nu metal definition, the whole like they need a DJ or something to, like that. I agree with what Brad and I said is it's a feeling or
yeah.
an era.
No, yeah, absolutely. And like, so when you mention like, oh, wait, they have a DJ, like who the fuck cares? There's a lot of DJs out
there. Yeah,
yeah. What? I don't think so.
I mean, it is the definition.
It
though.
Felt dirty. I get it,
and it did feel dirty.
It didn't. I didn't like that. The fact that like, oh, nu metal has a DJ. I don't like that. So like, Korn. Yeah, that's nu metal. Breaking Benjamin.
Yeah, dude. Again, like 3 Days Grace.
That's like dad rock.
That had me on a weird fence because like, you chose Breathe
Breath
by Breaking Benjamin off their Phobia album.
Breath.
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 Breathe.
Breath.
Wait, which one has an E at the end?
Breathe.
Breath.
Breathe.
Breath has an E at the end.
No, it doesn't. It's B-R-E-A-T-H. Breathe is the same with an E at the end.
Breathy? Breathy?
No.
I'm not smart enough to know.
We know. We know. Hold on. I got this. Putting an E at the end means you sound out the first vowel, which would make it breathe.
Oh, God. Okay. Anyway, Jesus Christ. I was like, I don't
he doesn't know, even he doesn't even say breath in the he doesn't even say okay. the word breathe in okay. the entire song. Breath. It's breath only. You take the breath right out of me is the lyric.
Okay. Well, that's good enough for me.
You're welcome.
So Breaking Benjamin, regardless, I did not know was nu metal. I just thought it was like hard rock of the early 2000s.
Sure.
So I didn't know that. System of a Down, yeah, that's nu metal. That I consider nu metal.
Okay.
Slipknot, absolutely nu metal. Vermillion, 100%. What else do you have? Mudvayne, yeah, that's nu metal. I consider that nu metal.
But I just, you feel it.
Yeah, that's...
Right? It's a feeling and an era of metal.
Static X, I had no idea, A, was anything that wasn't obnoxious. I didn't consider it nu metal, but I guess I didn't really know where to put it.
I mean, that
it was just it was noise to me. I didn't
in your heart
static.
I didn't care for static
in your heart.
Disturbed. We listened to Disturbed before we did a Force Fed on Disturbed. They sounded the exact same.
Oh my god,
that sounds the same.
That one song doesn't sound like the rest of the album. And
no.
That's the album I should have given. You know what? Never mind. It's not even worth it.
He's listen, like, they don't. Have the same stupid like, eyes and smile on all of their
oh
albums
my,
except
it's
for the
just
sickness.
A fucking logo for fuck's
It's like
sake.
Their ICP logo.
Yeah.
Don't you fucking dare.
I don't know. Like, I mean, I appreciate Incubus being included. I don't really consider that nu metal, but I understand because Incubus in the like the 90s into the early 2000s, like I mean like 2000 2001 with like Make Yourself, which was 99 I believe, that was a weird shift between like their like metal and Chili Peppers fusion of influence that they kind of became Incubus in their own right. It just for me, because I'm such a huge Incubus fan, Incubus is hard to define in a genre because they have such a wide range of genres that they play.
They've been around
absolutely.
Forever.
And Brandon Boyd is not a nu metal like screamer or singer. Like he doesn't have that. They never come off with that. I don't know, misogynistic bravado that most nu metal has.
Yeah, you know that was another thing. But I mean. He's no Aaron Lewis.
Stain definitely would have fit nu metal better than Incubus.
Yeah, I know.
I
don't think they're good enough.
Then where's I put Brandon Boyd?
Anyway.
Well, Moose, we appreciate you listening.
Oh, thank you. That was...
Yeah. I mean, it was. I enjoyed it. It was fun to have an episode.
We found at least two songs he liked, and both of them were mine.
Motherfucker. And that's why you're doing the force feeding from here on out. God damn it.
Speaking of songs you'll love.
Of course. What do you got, Rick Rubin?
This is The Goat's Hall & Oates. Sarah Smile.
Love Hall & Oates. Sarah Smile.
I get down to some Hall & Oates. Because sometimes those road trips are just you and your lovely lady.
And you had to stop at a Motel 6 because the trip is too long. And this is the music you put on when you got your, you know, your queen size.
As soon as it comes on.
Bed.
Oh, my. That was the degree of sexiness that I was. God damn, dude. Jesus Christ. Just the highs and.
Can you believe there's people out there that are Hall & Oates haters?
Man, fuck those people. Just play
this
for them.
It's insane.
It is. It, I got to tell you something, Bradley. Your kiss is on my list.
this is the song you put on when you pick up a hitchhiker.
Or I mean,
and you're gonna seduce that hitchhiker.
Yo, baby. Hey, yo, girl.
Hey, girl. I'm gonna do you right.
Yeah, I got us a room at the local
smooth
Hotel
like honey.
Six.
Smooth
oh
like
yeah, honey. One bed, two pillows.
Dude. And I get both.
Oh my god! Oh, that was
an extra 5 minutes.
You know,
ooh, some Isaac Hayes ass shit.
Oh, yeah. Alto sax going on.
Oh yeah, like in between.
I don't think they could have legally done that. It's like the opposite of the brown note. It's the white note. If they'd have done that, just bust
the bust note.
Moose, get your saxophone ready.
I don't have a saxophone.
Use your mouth. You know how to do this. No?
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Okay.
Hey, girl. I'm going to lay you down. I know I ain't been treating you right lately. But this time it's going to be different.
I wish I had a saxophone.
What?
Saxophone. I have a trumpet.
Trumpets
I don't have a saxophone.
Those aren't sexy.
Trumpet's not sexy enough.
Right. What the
Hold
fuck
on.
Was that?
You keep talking. I'll figure out how to do a saxophone.
Hey, girl. I know I ain't been treating you right. So I'm going to lay down some rose petals. And I'm going to get you all wet, hot, bothered. And I'm going to reach over to my field knife that I've had resting on the... What the fuck was that? All right. I can't fucking do it.
I don't know. I can't really do a sex.
Oh my god! It just came out of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, I was getting too horny. I'm glad you guys fucked it up.
Yeah, I know. It's all done. You might as well have used a fucking tuba.
Yeah.
I
that's not the only thing that's hot and bothered in this room.
I don't know why you thought I had a saxophone noise. I tried.
You have a noise for everything.
That's. I try.
Yeah, and you
like. I could do trumpet, easy trombone. I can do like the, but I can't do like a saxophone. Saxophone has a grit to it that I can't.
And you needed a saxophone.
A saxophone. That's right.
Oh yes.
Oh yes.
All right. Next week I'll have a saxophone.
Oh my god! Please get a saxophone ready.
Well, here you heard it here first.
Yes, we need to explore this.
We'll hold you to it.
Yeah, we certainly will. But goddamn, I mean, Brad, that can't play with you and me in the car.
That was a good song.
There needs to be a disclaimer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For whoever
so
you're driving around.
And Mike's name isn't even Sarah.
No, but it could be. They can call me Sarah. I don't even care. I mean, goddamn.
Welcome to the Cut Music Podcast with Sarah and the Moosh.
And Brad.
Brad and the Moosh and Sarah.
Dude, but seriously, there needs to be a fucking disclaimer for this song and like who's riding passenger, because if it ain't your lover, like they need to be warned.
Yeah, if you're in there with your bro right now.
Oh, God.
If you're just driving with your homie, he's about to be your real homie.
Shit's about to get awkward.
You're about to get a bro job.
What the fuck? A fucking bro job? What the fuck?
A bro job?
Oh my god, the fucking... Bro, the shit you come up with. I mean, but this needs a parental sexy advisory. Oh, God. God damn it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jesus Christ.
Don't be jealous. Don't be jealous.
Oh, mm-hmm. my God. Mm-hmm. No, no. This will make your lover jealous, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But my next song, the last one, it's a bit of a bop. And it's coming from the Gin Blossoms.
Who?
What? Are you serious?
I've never That's even crazy. Heard of them.
Really?
What?
The Gin Blossoms?
You fucking with us?
I swear. I mean, at this point.
You've heard them.
I don't recall the name.
It had, dude.
I've never purchased an album. I can tell you that much.
Oh my God. How did you miss the fucking 90s?
The Gin Blossoms?
I think you like Gin Blossoms.
What was their popular song? What was their...
The one I'm going to play is Hey Jealousy, but they have Follow You Down, Allison Road. I think one of their tracks
Not helping.
Really?
You've heard them, even if you don't realize you've heard them.
God.
Benefit of the doubt.
Dude, I think one of their tracks is on Dumb and Dumber. When did this come out? This came out in, 1991. Holy shit.
I was 4 years old.
That's no fucking excuse. Jesus Christ, dude. I think one of their tracks was on Dumb and Dumber. I could be mistaken. But anyway, this is Hey Jealousy by the Gin Blossoms. Now, I love that song. But Moosh, all right, now that you've heard it, tell me you've heard it before.
Maybe. I don't know. And when I heard it, I was like, wow, this sounds like the Counting Crows.
The Counting Crows?
That's
so
fair.
Like when I heard this, I was like, dude, this sounds like Mr. Jones, Counting Crows. Like they maybe not the exact same vibe. The guitar tone, identical. The drums. It should have been or could have been the exact same drum set played in the exact same studio. They were the identical drum sound. Like the snare hit the exact same way.
Well, just to put this little thing to rest, when did Mr. Jones come out? Because I don't know.
2000?
Yeah.
No?
No, it's sooner
than
that.
Yeah, I was going to say early 2000s.
No, it was earlier.
That's a 90s track, dude. Mr. Jones is.
Wasn't it the same time that the... Pave Over a Parking Lot song.
I fucking hate fucking John Mayer. Had to go cover that shit, dude.
Hold on. Looking it up.
I don't know if that's the worst thing he's done. Maybe musically.
Yeah. It's certainly a terrible fucking song.
What album is this?
Who knows?
August and the Everything After?
I don't know. I'm looking at it too. I'm only seeing like the remaster, but I know this fucking... This song came out in the 90s. Both of them did.
2007. Oh, it's a deluxe edition.
Yeah. No, that's the master one. I'm seeing the exact same thing. But yeah, I dude, I know
there's
it's 90s.
There's no way it's 2007.
No, there's no fucking way it's 2007.
Dude, because I graduated way, like that's way after that. There's no way.
Yeah, I know. There's no fucking way.
So Spotify is not a reliable source.
No, not when you're dealing with remasters and deluxe editions and fucking reprints and shit like that. But
their earliest album is Recovering the Satellites, 1996.
Yeah. Well, either way, I think Gin Blossoms, I believe, came first.
I don't know, but when I heard this, I was like, this sounds familiar. I know this song, but it wasn't that song. Like I heard something super similar, and it was the closest I can get was Counting Crows. And then I also wanted to say there's like an 80s, 70s rock, 70s, 80s rock band that had a similar sound, and I can't think of what it is. Hootie and the Blowfish or something. I can't.
They
I
were
don't
90s
have a
too.
Specific song, but.
Yeah, they were,
something had something that sounded like this.
Hootie was also 90s.
I thought Blues Traveler.
Blues Traveler is a great option, too. Like, they have some sounds similar to this, but...
Okay, well, I mean, the 90s had a sound.
Oh, yeah.
You know, even aside from grunge, all of this era had a particular sound to the drums and the guitar tone and all that other stuff. Like, even Deftones in the early 90s. But what did you... think of the song?
Yeah, I'll listen to more because I mean, like you said, it sounds familiar.
Sure.
And like I've heard this before, but I have no idea.
Well, I mean, fair enough. Glad I got a chance to introduce them to you. I love that band, but hey, did anybody else have trouble putting this playlist together today and not doing karaoke?
Yeah, it definitely took an effort to not choose songs that I was like, oh, if I'm on a road trip, I'm going to sing.
Yep.
In karaoke, because that's definitely what I do. And I knew we were planning on doing a karaoke episode, so I wanted to save those tracks for then.
Yep.
So I definitely chose songs that, like, dude, if I'm driving like 5 hours, 4 to 5 hours, maybe 8 hours driving, these are definitely tracks they're going to hit the road.
Yeah. No, and I think what we're looking for today is like music where you can just like vibe for a while, right? As opposed to like screaming and singing at the top of your lungs, which we will put out a karaoke episode at some point. I don't know, maybe in the spring or summer when people start taking more road trips.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fun. But hey, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at TheCutMusic1, and for everything else, thecutmusic.com. Also, remember, mental health is mental health, and you can find that at our merch store at thecutmusic.com/shop. All proceeds from mental health is mental health merchandise goes to help those that are struggling with that challenge.
I just discovered that the emergency line for mental health is 988.
What?
In the United States. If you're in the United States and you have like suicidal thoughts or a mental breakdown, or you need assistance right now, you need help right now, the emergency line for mental health is 988.
Holy shit. I didn't know that.
I learned that recently in the past like week, which is serendipitous.
Yeah, I thought it was a way longer number.
It used to be, but they redid it for 988 is what I learned for the United States. If you're having mental health issues and you need help and you need, you know, emergency services to come and help you, if you're, I don't know, jumping off the Empire State Building, you're like, hey, maybe I should call somebody, 988.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Thanks for pointing that out, Moosh. So we will talk to you guys next week. Be sure to check out the shop. And yes, all proceeds from Mental Health is Mental Health. We are donating every cent that we make on that. So help somebody out, spread the word, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye. Peace.